Praise the Lord. For He is so good. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Go before Him in prayer tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a grand privilege, Lord, to be back in Your temple. Lord, we're so thankful for everything You've done for us, Lord, and the desire we have, Lord, to come tonight. Lord, to sing praises unto You, Lord, to hear Thy word. Lord, so we can grow another step on that great ladder. Lord, I just can't express enough to You today, Lord, what You mean to me. Lord, I just love and appreciate You with all my heart. Just bless us now, Lord. Lord, let us sing these songs with revelation, burning in our heart for what You've done for us, what You're going to do, what Your word means to us, Lord. Lord, we'll give You all the glory and the honor and due. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. He is so good. Page 62 in our capstone books. I won't have to worry anymore. Down here the trials are many, and the road is rough and long, till sometimes my feet get weary and so sore. But a brighter day is coming when I'll stand.
Tears are left behind, and
Praise God. By grace, we don't have to worry now. We know He's got it all taken care of. Amen. I'd like to try a love this little song, The Lighthouse, page 348 of the Only Believe. On the verses, we'll just go down instead of high like we've heard it. Amen. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm caught, it sends out a light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us through. If it wasn't for the oh, shines that light all around us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated if you will. Amen. As we walk in the light, amen, he shines it all around us. Page 674 in the same book, only believe. Just thinking about his word and what it means to us. This little song come on my heart. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Struck my heart, words of life and beauty, teaching me faith and duty. Amen. I'd like to sing one more while we page 56 of our capstone. The song's been on my heart, I just gotta sing it. Amen. I'm sorry, I got the wrong 19 in the capstone book. Kneel at the cross. Amen.
Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Oh, lift to his voice. Leave him with no care. Yeah.
Brother Kevin, would you like to, Gensel, take up the offering?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, brother.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to come to the house, Lord, tonight and to worship you, Lord. And Lord, just thinking of these words and these songs, Lord, that what it just renews our strength, Lord, and it just a blessing, Lord, when we see what you're doing.
Yes.
Or not us. Just thinking about, you know, the lighthouse, you know, if it hadn't been for you, where would we have been at?
Amen.
And Lord, and we're just so thankful for that, and that, Lord, you're leading and guiding us. We're just so thankful, Lord, this opportunity to come to the house, Lord, tonight to receive the word that you've laid on our brother's heart. Lord, may each and every one of us be hungry to receive what you laid on his heart. We ask for revelation, Lord, that you grant it unto us, that we would draw closer to you, and Lord, have a closer walk with thee and a closer relationship with thee tonight. Thankful for this offering, Lord, pray you'll bless it for that building thy kingdom, and just have the preeminence in the remainder of the service, we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. He is my everything. He is my everything. He is my all. Amen. He is my everything. Oh,
precious Heavenly Father, these precious hymns, Lord, tonight has just caused and stirred such a sweetness in our heart, Lord. We're so thankful for what these songs mean.
Amen.
Lord, just like the last one we just sang, yes. Lord, you made everything new.
Amen.
And I was just thinking about that this afternoon, Lord, of how just the appreciation you've placed in my heart by mercy and grace. That, Lord, that many, many, many people on this earth will never experience that. Lord, that about you making things new in their life.
Yes.
And, Father, that alone is just such a tremendous revelation. As the prophet said in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. What is the new birth? He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ in you and the new birth. And Lord, it's so wonderful to understand this day. And then to see, Lord, that how grace and mercy stands out so vividly. That, Lord, knowing many doesn't have it, but Lord, yet by grace, you've chosen us. We want to thank you, Lord. We appreciate that so very much. Where would we be without it, Lord? Our desires would be so much in vain, Lord. It'd be on things of the world and the cares of life. But Lord, as I was also thinking when I thought of those things today, Lord, when I was just walking around and had a praise on my heart, I was thinking, Lord, you gave that to me. You placed it in my heart. Lord, as we know that every man and woman and young person does everything by what they desire. And Lord, it's the desire you place in a man and a woman, a young person's heart that even stirs in a place, Lord, that they want to worship you and praise you. To where it's not a thing being forced, but a thing they love to do, Lord, by desire. So we appreciate that, that you've given us that. And now, Lord, each one as we've presented our needs before you, you know what mine is, Lord, before I even asked. You know what each one of these people's heart's desire is. We're asking, Lord, that you, being the great Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, the great I am, Lord, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Father, you are the one. You said, ask whatsoever we desired, and you'd give it to us. So, Father, we ask it now, believing that you're more than able to give it to us. And we ask it, Lord, not in vain, and we ask it not in a way that would be an advantage to ourselves, but, Lord, that would glorify you. We ask these things now in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'd meet every need here. Oh, thank you now, Lord. We appreciate you. We commit ourselves now to thee this night for the receiving of that precious word in your glorious name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to just go ahead and sing another song here. After page 632. This is such a powerful song. I just love this song. Until you know the loving hand. I feel like this is my song. Amen. If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. If you could own everything there was to know about life's game, yet you know nothing until you know God and His love.
Amen.
Oh, until you know the loving hand.
Hallelujah.
That reaches down to fallen man.
Thank you enough, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. Let's sing it again. Hallelujah. Oh, dare you know. It's just, there's no words. Amen. Let's just sing a little chorus, Mercy Rove My Life, as we ask our brother to come.
Mercy rewrote my life.
Yes.
Oh.
You are. And Lord, how truly thankful we are to have a desire burning, Lord, together and to come in, Lord, and to have you speak to us. And Lord, truly we can see just how unworthy we were and still are, Lord. But your grace and your mercy that you've shown unto us, Lord, is over in abundance. More than we can truly grasp sometimes, Lord. But Lord, we've come tonight humbly asking you to speak to us, Lord, through these precious few words you've laid upon my heart. And Lord, we just want you to have your way. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. And Lord, without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, we truly see we are nothing without you. And Lord, we want you to be lifted up. You to be glorified and you to be magnified, Lord. And oh, that through every aspect of our lives, Jesus Christ would be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we love you and appreciate you. We commit this service into your hands and ask that your will be done in all things in the lovely, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I just... realizing we're coming into Easter, I just wonder if we could just sing that little chorus, He paid a debt he did not owe. Amen. I was just thinking of that as we come down the road. It comes on my heart. I think it kind of goes with it. Mercy rewrote my life. Amen.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay.
Saints, when you truly begin to see what he's done for you and doing and all that he already has done, oh, that ought to make us so appreciative and so thankful. Amen. You know, just a few little words on my heart this evening, and kind of maybe seem a little strange, but I was going to turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we'll read a verse of scripture, and you can be seated. Amen. All because of him. Amen. Just thinking of that little verse. No man can come to me unless the Father which sent me draw him. Amen. And how be it when he the Comforter shall come, he shall teach you all things and guide you into all truths. And oh my, when you just stop and think. And all things work together for good to them who are the called according to God's purpose. Whom he foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Amen. Our God is taking care of it all. Amen. Here in Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 11th verse. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Lord, bless me his word, and you may be seated. Oh, he's just so precious. He's just thinking of a lot of things, saints, but I'm going to turn over to John, the 15th chapter. We read this there last Sunday evening. I just want to read it again just to see what God is doing and what he's going to do and continue to do through his little bride and how we see how God is truly pushing it out there. It's not you that doeth the works. As Jesus said, it's not I that do the works, but it's the Father in me.
Amen.
And amen, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. My Father's in me, and I in you. Oh my, what a day. Amen. And to see that day is quickly, truly here. This is that day. There's fixing to be a rapture. Fixing to be that final resurrection. Amen. And oh, what a day it's going to be, you know. Listen to the little message, the Easter seal today coming down the road. And just so many things Brother Branham was bringing out, and just some of the things our pastor's been bringing the last few services, how it can just gels right in there and how you can truly see God is what he's doing. Oh my. We're going to leave this old world. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen just like he said. Amen. Here in John, the 15th chapter, let's read this again. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. And just take and think about that for just a moment. As you just go out there on the tree and break that old branch off. Take that branch, and you can hold it all day. You can hold it all spring. It ain't going to bear nothing. The leaves are never going to blossom. Never going to bear any fruit at all. But oh my, if it stays attached to the trunk of that tree where the life is, amen, you watch it bear forth fruit. Oh my, and it can't bear of itself, but it's bare. It's just a limb there that the life is pushing out through. Yes. And oh my, how God is, how we see it, and how we see how we're abiding in him. Who is him? The Word.
Amen.
And how sometimes we, maybe, how do I abide in him? And it becomes such a big thing. But right here he is. We're abiding in him.
Amen.
In him alone. In the full truth. On Christ alone I stand.
Amen.
Oh my. And how he's, as we see this word coming, how it's shaping our lives. And how it's molding us. And how it's pushing forth. And as we hear the word, we become the word.
Amen.
And how even the words that came Sunday evening, as it comes, maybe it's the bending of the limb, getting it prepared, pruning it back a little bit so it can hold heavier fruit.
Yes,
and how you can see God just nurturing us, taking care of us. He purges all those limbs, those that bring forth fruit, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
And oh my, how it's just bearing out into our lives, and how with the word we can truly see where we come from.
Amen.
We can see. Just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as here over the last few services. Where were you, Joe?
Amen.
Declare unto me if you have understanding.
Amen.
And oh my, how God has brought these things back, the quotes, the scriptures back, and rehearsed it and run it through us. And oh my, but yet then come right behind it with, oh, what's your attitude towards what God has done for you?
Amen.
And how God is showing us, you remember where I brought you from. But don't you forget, without me, you're nothing. Look at how God is making sure, preparing a people. Look at on the day of Pentecost, in the original day of Pentecost, there in the book of Acts, how God, he showed them, you go up there till you be endued with power from on high.
Amen.
And all they went into that room cowards and afraid, knowing they couldn't do nothing, scared of the very people that was around them. But oh my, when he sent down that quickening power of the Holy Spirit, and quicken the precious word that was laying down in there. Oh my, it brought to life reactions.
Amen.
And oh my, did it bear forth who Peter was? Did it bear forth that he was a fisherman and that he was what he was doing in life? No. It bear forth Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
The same works that he done. The same life that he had was bore out through those early apostles and the disciples and the people that was walking at that time. His life was bared forth through them. And the people took notice of James and John that they had been with Jesus. And oh my, once again, who is Jesus? The Word.
Amen.
It was obvious, it was evident that the words that he had spoken to them, that all they heard, everyone sat around and heard him speaking on the mount and heard the words coming forth. And oh my, they could see that actions. They saw as he sat there, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit. All them people heard all of those words, and then to see that quickening power in them people's lives and be able to say, that word is being made manifest out of them.
Amen.
Look at them persecuted and look at them praise them and not revile them back. Look at the life that was lived out through those apostles.
Lord.
Oh my, but it's our turn.
Amen.
Today, God had a purpose in all he's done.
Amen.
Amen. For the plan of salvation, that he would come. And oh my, that he would carry my sins and that cross up to Calvary. He had to do it. It had to happen just the way he saw it and knew it was going to be. But hallelujah, the stone was rolled back and he came forth from that grave. He's not there no more, but he's alive in you and I. I'm not searching for him. He's right here with me tonight. Can feel him in my soul. I feel him all over me. Oh, till you know the loving hand that reached down. Hallelujah, saints. When I look back at my life and I begin to take stock of what God is doing and has done. In myself, I can do nothing. A stubborn, hard-headed person. Maybe this fleshly life
of who I used to be and how I was born and come into this world, born in iniquity, shaped in iniquity, speaking lies, and all of that. But how God knew before I ever got here there was a little gene waiting. And there was something to quicken, for in the nunseed there's nothing to be quickened. But oh, by God's grace, there was something done on the inside that the Holy Spirit quickened. Something grabbed a hold of this precious word. And out of every word I can see day by day growth, life coming. As we sing the little chorus, The Lighthouse. And some say, just tear it down. We don't need it no more. But oh, there's a people in this last age that's holding on to everything they've got. Lord, don't tear it down, but let it stand. This is what changes men. This is what saves us. We can come to church. We can live in church. We can do all those things. But we must know Him. We must come to the giver of life, that true vine, and get anchored and get rooted in there. Oh my, that He will produce the life out through us. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to come in and rejoice. It's wonderful to praise the Lord and shout and speak in tongues and see mighty meetings taking place and all the great things that go on. But oh, how great it is to see a God that can take your life in His hands. You know where you come from. You know what you were. You can see the miracle that's taken place in your life and see how God has shaped each and every one of us. Oh my, and how He's there holding us. In our times, as our sister was testifying, and I mentioned it to the brother, you know, oftentimes in our walk with the Lord, when we're young and we're coming up through, and sometimes the tests are tough and they're hard. Trials, life presses in. And those times, just as Brother Branham said when he was praying that time, and the devil said, why don't you just give up? Job sitting on his ash heap, and his wife said, why don't you just give up? But oh, there was something down on the inside that just wouldn't let go. And how that's been all through your life. You can see maybe times each one has had different circumstances. Each one's had to walk a hard road. Maybe it isn't been a bed of roses, and some have to suffer more than others, and maybe have different things that are just so pressing. But He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And He said, I'll never put more on you than you can bear. And oh my, He said it, He'd be right there. Hallelujah. All the way. It's Him. For I am crucified and my life is hidden in Christ. Oh my, how precious He is. Amen. I just want to read a couple quotes as we was talking about that vine. And it may sound like I'm kind of repeating myself here a little bit. But I'm just going to read these things so we catch it. He said it in a lot of different places. Amen. Here in, this is in the Message Influence. And this is on, in the Message Influence, this was preached August 3rd, 1963, on page 27. Now, if Jesus Christ stood here tonight at this platform, and if He stood here, the only thing that He would do would be the same thing He did when He was back there to make the people understand that He was the Son of God. And now He is here, and He promised to be here. And now the only way that He can work is by His promise, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And the branches bear record of the life as coming from the vine, or it doesn't have any life in it. But if it's energized by the life, it's got the same life that the vine has got. And it's compelling itself and pushing itself up into that branch. And how I believe the Holy Spirit has let us see here. It's not focused on signs and wonders. It's not focused on the great things of, oh, look at the mighty things. But focused on let God be God. The preeminence, a prisonership, a people that's led by the moving of the Holy Spirit. A people in His hands. Oh, there's many quotes. The quotes are all through there. Even in the scripture, greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. These signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. But oh my, what's the proof of that believing? Yes. That life, that truly manifested life of Jesus Christ, coming forth, showing that in everything He's got the preeminence. Amen. Not in one word over here He does. Oh, I can speak in tongues, and I can shout, and I can dance, and I can do all these things. But I disrespect my husband. I don't love my wife. I'm not a father to my children. I'm not a faithful to serving the Lord as I should be. Every word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And how God has magnified that and made it so big. and made it a reality. It's not just following a message, but it's a message that God sent that would shape and prepare his little bride, that she would be in his image without spot or wrinkle. And without blemish, she would stand before him in love, looking, loving, longing his appearing. And look at how this word is just mellowing our hearts, mellowing our spirits, humbleness, breaking us down. And oh my, how we ought to cry out, Lord, break me on down. Make me more tender, Lord. Keep me in that spot, Lord, where the Spirit just breaks my heart down and can mold me, Lord, and keep me tender. Oh, that when the word comes forth, though maybe it's a purging time, a pruning time, it's still right there to bring forth more fruit. Amen. This is in the message Jehovah Jireh preached, Jehovah Jireh 1, April 2nd, 1964. And this is on page 18, paragraph 128. Listen, when on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost, the life was given to the church. And that church went right out and produced, and they wrote behind that church a book of Acts of what it did, because it has Christ in, it was Christ in the apostles. And Jesus said in John 15, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Now the vine does not bear fruit, the branch bears fruit, but it's energized by the vine. And how that Spirit is energizing us tonight. Energizing me every time I come in here, that word is coming. And the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when he shall come, he shall teach you all things. And he sits here with me. He's in me. And every time that word's coming forth, it's sparking. There's something in there. It's not a mental conception of, oh, this is, but it's teaching. And oh my, it's bringing about a solidness, a foundation that's rooting and grounding itself in there, that I'm not sliding in on my pastor's coattail. I'm not sliding in on brother so-and-so's coattail. But I'm standing here knowing that no matter what, God has got a hold of me.
Amen.
And that's the revelation that we've got to come to, that it's him. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Amen.
He says that the branch bears, it's energized by the vine, and we now know that if the limb, the first one come out of that tree, produce a book of Acts, if it ever puts forth another limb, it'll be the same life. And he said, let's see. Yeah, it'll be the same life. And how we can see that.
Amen.
And we can see how creeds and doctrines have taken away from that same life.
Mm-hmm.
But how God so lovingly has just, look at the little things maybe you get hung up on through life. Maybe a feeling or a mindset you think, mm-hmm. this is okay, this is, but look how God can come with his precious word and just
Amen.
Twist that, put the word right in there and take that right out.
Amen.
And how it'll blend and you watch God be glorified through that life. Amen. It's God can do mighty things. As our brother mentioned last Thursday evening, they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That is scripture. It's right there. That is a promise that should we need it, it's laying there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But also the revelation, the Lord just speak
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
And oh, it'll be made manifest.
Hallelujah.
And how we can see that coming within us. It's not me that living, it's him living in me.
Amen.
And oh my, how that revelation is boiling up. I know where I come from.
Amen.
Oh my, I am eternal. And I see that my destination, I am going home. My affair's been paid. There's nothing going to hold me down.
Oh my,
I might be old. I might be young. And I might get called home tonight. But it doesn't matter. I know. Oh my, where I'm going to be. Hallelujah. Oh my, think of Job. Oh my, yet though the skin worms destroy this body, yet I'll see God.
Amen.
And oh my, I got to thinking about that as Brother Branham was bringing that out in Easter Silt, that first resurrection. Oh my, what a day, what a rejoicing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what a day it's going to be, saints.
Amen.
Oh my, just think of that. When you see one of those sleeping saints, and you know time has come. Oh my, we're going to need a new body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you just stop and think what God's doing for us now.
Amen.
And you begin to see, oh my, what he's doing. And you can feel it well up in you. Oh my, sometimes you feel like you could just scream to the top of your lungs.
Amen.
And what a day it's going to be. I can, all in heaven and earth heard John scream.
Amen.
Oh my, when things were revealed to him. How this precious word ought to be creating that same thing in our heart. It's a spark. It's energizing.
Yeah.
It's working its way out. If that same spirit be, it'll quicken your mortal bodies.
Amen.
It quickened them on the day of Pentecost. They spoke in tongues. They come out of there staggering. But oh, it quickened their bodies, not just to actions there, but the whole life behind it was Jesus Christ. And that's what we're looking for today. Amen. Oh, that God would be the same, exactly the same. That a people would be a manifestation of this precious word that we're hearing. Amen. I was just thinking of that, how far things have slid, and the coldness that's crept into all the churches and just around the land and into people's lives. But oh my, Lord, set me on fire, Lord. Keep it burning, Lord. Keep it stirring. Don't let it grow dim. Amen. Oh my, as he told him, arise, trim your lamps. Amen. Here in the message, Be Not Afraid, June 7th, 1963, page 41. Now he don't have no hands tonight, but mine and your hands. And he has eyes in mine and yours, and that's what he's using. He is the vine, we are the branches. Is that right, brother? And the minister says, amen. And the vine doesn't bear fruit, the branch bears the fruit, energized by that vine. And if that first branch that come out of that Pentecostal vine wrote a book of Acts, if that tree ever puts forth another branch, it'll write a book of Acts, because it won't put forth a pumpkin, and then a watermelon, and then a pomegranate. It'll put forth the same fruit every time, because it's the same life going through that vine. Now, do you understand, he says? And how we've heard these quotes, but let it become a reality to us that this precious word that we're hearing, this is the life. Every word in there is the life that's going to be pushed out through us. Oh, every word, peace, love, joy, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, all these things. Every word, just you can go through there, oh my, just many, many words. That's the life that's going to be expressed back through us. And that's the assurance that I know he's in there. That's the assurance I know that I have a clear understanding for the word for my day. And it's vindicating. It's bringing my body subject to this word. It's bringing my mind under subjection. The word comes, tells me I should be a wife under submission. I see it change my life and I become that wife. Yeah. Tells me to be a husband that loves my wife, and I see it change my attitude and I love my wife. Amen. Oh my, it'll bring every word. A sister, the way she should dress, it'll bring it to life. Amen. Oh my, right down the line to every word. And oh my, it'll prove forth that it's his life,
yes,
not your life, not my life. It proves. Sometimes I think that's why we're so different. In the flesh, we're all different. We've all got different problems. Maybe I was born a hothead, tempered person, and maybe just mean and grumpy, and maybe you was born something else. But it's proof that God doesn't care. He can take any situation and, oh my, bring it subject to the precious word of God.
Amen.
He proves all his word. Amen.
Amen.
And we're part of that word, and he's proven it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is in the message. He that is in you. Amen. Let's see here. Amen. Let's just read this. I'm just going to read this part. He says here, this is on page 33. He that is in you. This was preached November 10th, 63. Paragraph 184. Listen, wish we had time to go further into this, but I'd like to ask the question that I heard remarked the other day about Christ in you. Now, don't let it rest upon something you've done. Right off the bat, he just put it to rest right there. Don't let it rest upon something you've done. Say, I felt a little shiver, and I spoke in tongues, and I danced in the Spirit. And oh my, how I've seen people rely on that. And how you see, oh, they can still get all shook up, but there's no life behind it. And he says, I danced in the Spirit. Nothing against that now. That's all right, see. But don't rest upon that. Your life has got to be this. And Brother Brandon Patsy's Bible. This is it. You and this has to become one. And see, then it manifests itself. Now what if tonight you could say with all of your heart that the spirit of Shakespeare lived in you. And Shakespeare lived in you. And just break it down and use someone you know. Just think about it for a moment. If you took the life out of Brother Steve and placed it within me, it'd still be my body and it'd still be my face and hands you see. But I would be out making hay. I'd be out riding around on a tractor. I'd be in there working on the body of a car. doing all the things that he does. That's him. That's his life. That's his natural life. And if it was placed in me, that's what I would be. Just in this body, this is what you would see. And it's the same as it is with our true reality, that Jesus Christ on the inside, you see this flesh body, but this ain't the real me. But the actions that's being expressed out of this since I've received the new birth, since God has come on and took this life over, he is expressing his life out through me. And it's just that every action, every motive, my thoughts, the way I think has to be channeled to that word. The simple, he knows our thoughts. Look at all the word that has come, how it's showing us, how that every action, every thought has to be him. Yes, someone cut you off on the highway, human reaction. Oh, I'm going to hit him, I'm going to pull him over, I'm going to run him off the road. Well, Jesus Christ is backed off, just lets it go. Don't worry about it, it'll be fine. Look at the different attitudes of how Jesus Christ, on the heart of the life of a people, their actions are so much different from the course of this world. And as we truly see this world going insane, we see the people, their minds, their thoughts, their actions, everything they're involved in, you just see it all decaying worse than it ever was. But yet God's got a people that's going to shine like a star in the middle of that. And is it them shining? No. It's his life within them shining forth, that he is in there on the control seat of their life, bringing forth his own life, manifesting every word that he said he would manifest. Amen. He says, but what if tonight with all your heart, Shakespeare, you could create poems? We'll drop down. He says, but he that is in you is Christ. And if Christ is in you, the works of Christ you will do. If Christ lives in you, he said, St. John 14:12, he that believeth on me and the works that I do shall he do also. If you was in Christ, or if Christ lived in you, then Christ is the word. Is that right? And the word come to his prophecy. And if you, Christ, lived in you, the works of Christ would be done through you. The life of Christ would be lived through you. The works he did and the life he lived, everything, it would be live in you. Just like if Shakespeare, Beethoven, or whoever it was lived in you, if his life. But if you're still living your own life, then your own works shall do. But if you're living the life of Christ, Christ is in you. And he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. If your doubts and frustrations about God's promises in you, then Christ isn't in there. And he placed these little nuggets in here as well. Because no man can come to me unless the Father draws him. And he might have drawn us in here. But oh, it's our duty to make sure that, Lord, I've surrendered and obeyed every word. And that I know for a fact that I've followed you in every detail, Lord. If it says repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I haven't done that, then I go do it. And I make sure that I'm lining up with every word. Falling in place that I can full obedience to the full word of God will entitle you to the token. But oh my, without, we can't do it in ourselves. But it takes him and his mercy. We can come to church and say, I'm a good person and I understand this, but it takes him, the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside, to quicken every word to life. It'll never quicken itself if he's not there. But oh, we've got to weigh up, and that's why the word comes. Blessing today and purging tomorrow. And it runs hand in hand, making sure. Here it is. Here's the word test. We're lining up. Is it right or is it wrong? And we see it. And God is right there, oh my, so graciously to say, let me show you. And oh my, take us in his hands and watch him turn it around in our life. Amen. And we ain't got nothing to do with it on any end. It's him all the way. Amen. But he prepared the way. Amen. Let me jump over here. I want to catch this and we'll close. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. This is in the Church Age book on page 175. Amen. Just, he says, but what do we have in this our day? Multitudes are working signs until we have a generation of sign seekers that know little or nothing about the word. And truly today, how we see it, oh, we can have mighty ramped up song services and mighty shouting and jumping and running around the church. And oh, even miracles are happening. People's being healed. Things are taking place. Mighty things here and there to catch people's attention. But just remember that they know little or nothing about the word. Amen. In a true move of the Spirit of God, if they see blood, oil, and fire, they're happy. It matters not what is in the word. They will support any sign, even unscriptural ones. But God has warned us about that. And he said in Matthew 24 that in the last days the two spirits would be so close together that only the very elect could tell them apart. for they alone would not be deceived. Amen. How can you tell the spirits apart? Just give them the word test.
Amen.
If they don't speak that word, they are of the evil one.
Amen.
As the evil one deceived the first two brides, he will try to deceive the bride of this last day by trying to get her to hybridize herself through creeds or just plainly turning from the word to any sign that suits her. Look at the Holy Spirit warning us. Don't you forget.
Amen.
Don't you forget where you come from. And don't you forget that it was I that done it for you. And it's I that's doing it through you. Look at the Holy Spirit making sure. Don't want you rising up the humility. You stay right where I placed you. As a wife, you're right there in your place. Amen. For without me, you can't make a decision. You can't go nowhere. That word's right there ruling and governing. Amen. He says, but God never placed signs ahead of the word. Signs will follow the word. As when Elijah told the woman to bake a cake for him first, according to the word of the Lord. But when she did as the word said, the proper sign came. And come to the word first and then watch the miracle. The seed word is energized by the Spirit. Amen. And hallelujah, how you can see it. Look at that word come and then watch the Holy Spirit come right behind it and just spark it right to life. Oh, my saints, God is on the move. Amen. Don't get distracted with looking all around, but keep your eyes upon him and upon our own.
Amen.
Don't look at your brother and your sister's life. Watch your life.
Amen.
Oh my, it's time. Amen. Amen. That each one of us are weighing up. Amen. Lord, where do I stand? Lord, do I know that that was me? Can I declare that I know that I was in the thoughts of God?
Amen.
And then does my life prove out that I know that without you I'm nothing? My life is bearing forth fruits that I know what amazing grace is. And oh, I can see God's mighty hand moving. But oh my, how great is our God.
Amen.
His word is so precious. And it becomes so big. But oh, as you just stop to think about it. And how people, Easter went away. And all they know, the world knows, is eggs and bunnies. And it's just another holiday that they might get off at work. And they don't know. But oh my, as Brother Branham said in the Easter show, he said this ought to be a week-long celebration for a Christian. Just to stop and think that what happened, the greatest event that ever took place on this earth. Oh my, and how will you stop to think, amen. On that resurrection morning when they went around there and they saw that stone was rolled back and don't look for him here for he is risen. Oh, what a joy. And today, because he lives, amen, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Oh my, what a joy ought to be in our hearts. Hallelujah. Very simple few words. And I pray that some way it'll strengthen us. Maybe keep us in tune for whatever the Lord has. God has ways. Amen. You never know what word might come next. God knows when he needs to turn, when he needs to move, and he'll bring it at the right time. And when it comes, you watch it. I have learned one thing. I may be young, and I'm not near as old as some of you. And I may not have a lot of the wisdom some of you have. But I know one thing. I know when the Holy Spirit's moving and you can watch him and you can see him and to pay attention to what he's doing.
Amen.
Amen. And say, Lord, just let me be a rug, whatever's needed, Lord. Just let me be that place that, Lord, whatever you want to do, you're free to do. If it means coming in song service and maybe the Lord's laid a special upon my heart, maybe I'm not even a singer. But if God lays it upon your heart, try singing it sometime. You don't even have to come up here. Stand up in your seat and say, I'd like to sing this. You're not singing for the church. You're singing to the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what we got to get away from.
Amen.
You go through life and all the churches, if you don't sing just so pretty and if everything's right and not right in tune, we don't want you singing in our choir. We don't want you on the platform singing. You know, it's okay to be out of tune.
Amen.
A true melody from the heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, maybe see somebody really get under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh my, let God move through his people. Oh my, God can do so much for us.
Yes,
and as we continue to follow his leading, let's just keep breaking ourselves down. Lord, it's not what I want, but what you want out of me. It's not what I feel, Lord, about being a good singer. If we felt about being a good preacher to get up here and preach, I'd never be up here. But oh my, but how God, when he gives you something to do, he's there behind it. And he'll fulfill it right to the letter. And how we can see that, even how that ought to encourage our hearts to see this little building, how it all started and how we stumbled in, one here and one there. See, I say stumble, but God had a leading in it. He was leading, pulling right, pulling left, put it all together for us, placed it here that we could sit here. It's not a fancy building. It's not maybe the fanciest there is, but we've got everything we need. And we sit here and we have a group of people. Each one has come at this time, that time, and God has blended us together, made us a family here, a little body, and how the Holy Spirit just keeps mellowing us, breaking us down, trending us here. Brothers upholding brothers, sisters upholding sisters. Remember each and every one in prayer. Oh my, God can do many things. But don't forget our first love. Amen. Remember, He is first and above all. And amen, we come last on the list. And oh my, prefer your brother, prefer your sister, and watch God move. And be able to make every word in that scripture line right up. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I love Him. Amen. He is so precious. Amen. Hallelujah. Just so many songs. Amen. That you can think of. Anybody got a chorus on your heart? Something you'd like to sing? Amen. He is.
Page 15 in the Mexican Captain book.
15. Who I am? Mm-hmm. Amen. When I think of how He came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer. Suffer shame and such disgrace. And then you look at the apostles, how they suffered, and all the different ones, and how the early Christians, during the time of sealing their testimony with their blood, how much they suffered, and Paul and Silas beaten for preaching this glorious gospel. Look at all the suffering that they, a lot of them went through then. And today we, you know, I was thinking of it how, this morning, how blessed we truly are. You know, you look around and you see many. And I was just thinking, you know, having a family and you have four healthy children, healthy wife, you've got a house to live in, cars to drive, food to eat. And we just, every day, we take that for granted. And that just happens. That's life. But, you know, when you stop and look at some of the families that are struggling, maybe a family that's got a child that has got cancer, and it's taken every dime they got to keep that little child whatever it needs. Therefore, they can't really afford much of a car. And this is just life, and how people go through life, and we don't stop to really weigh in. Maybe we always see the next brother, he's got maybe a nicer tractor. Maybe he's got a tractor, and I'm having to push mow my yard, and I look over there, and I think, boy, he's really got it made because he's got that nicer tractor. Might be a car. Look at that, how much nicer his car is than mine. But oh my, if every day God has just blessed us with the breath to breathe and the desire to serve him burning in our hearts, and then all the extra added blessings that we have, every little thing, count your blessings and give thanks for all things. You know, if you just stop and look around for one moment, you'll find someone that's got it a lot worse than you. And sometimes we go through, as I said earlier, we go through a lot of tough times in our life. But just think of all the things God had to walk through, and the beatings and the scourgings. Walking up Calvary's Hill with that old heavy cross. Rubbing splinters in his shoulders, I'm sure, already raw from being beat. And all the pain that he had to bear for you and I, and that crown of thorns being smashed down on top of his head. And you know, I remember that a brother used to read a description that a doctor had put together of what that crucifixion must have really been like, knowing how many nerves was in each part of your body and how it would have felt. But oh my, how little we go through in life. But sometimes the mountain looks awful large to us. But if we can just remember he walked this road ahead of us, and he's still walking day by day in us. And oh my, the road might get heavy, but oh, the way up is down. If you go to God in prayer, you watch God just pull that sweetness all around you. Whatever you're going through, God can pull you through it. But you just got to be willing to yield and put your hand in his hand and let him lead you through it. Amen. And you'll come out of it stronger and come out of it, and he'll be glorified through it all. But oh my, our God is so great. Amen. When I stop to think that he thought of me in his great mind and gave me what I have today in my heart burning. This world has nothing to offer. And now there's nothing here that even matters. And if we lose it all today, look what we're going to gain. But oh my, God is so good. Amen. But who am I that he would bleed and die for? Sing it again as our brother comes. Amen. Who am I?
The answer I made.
precious little song. Amen. So glorious to be able to sing these songs. And like I said earlier in prayer, to what these songs mean to us. To me, it's so precious, so wonderful that you can, by faith, place yourself right in there and be a part of it. You know it's a part of you. I just love him so very much. And may we always be, as our prophet said, as we read Sunday, always stay conscious of how little we are. Amen. For without him, as our brother read, Book of John, I can do nothing. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for life. Beautiful life. Your life. We're so thankful, Lord. Lord, I trust that what you're doing in our lives, that it'll draw us all to a much closer relationship with you. The Lord, every day in life, every hour, every moment, Lord, truly, our minds would be stayed upon thee. The Lord, that precious peace would dwell within our hearts. Just thinking, Lord, what a peace must be going to be in a heart of a people that rapture takes place. Knowing the turmoil, terrible things will be going on throughout the land, which are going on even now. Nations are breaking. Lord, all the evil, wicked, adulterous generations of people have gathered to one complete mess. Lord, of people's lives gone in such darkness and sin. Yet through all that darkness, you have a light. And thank God for that lighthouse. Lord Jesus, I appreciate you. May you just continue to deal with our hearts in such a tremendous way. And remove anything out of our lives that's not like you. Whether it be a thought, an action, some place we go, something we would say, an understanding, whatever it may be, Lord, purge it away from us. Clean it away, Lord, to where all people will see is you. Thank you again for the word tonight. We appreciate these precious words of life. Yeah, Lord, to some it may just have been a Thursday night service. But I want to thank you so very much, Lord. If you have spoke to my heart. Lord, again, you have took my heart and made it more tender. I appreciate you, Lord. How great the heart. Yes, now that you just, again, as we part from this old place, by faith, Lord, and eyes of faith, we'd see you with us. Lord, you promised us you'd never leave us nor forsake us, so we know that you'll go with us, Lord. Thank you for your hand of protection, your hand of love, your hand of care. You're such a loving God. Thank you again for all things. Just wait on you now, Lord, again for your leadership in our lives, whatever it may be. From the time we leave right now, Lord, till every second in life takes place, grant it, Father. In your holy, precious name, we pray to the King of Kings, our wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's try to sing a little chorus and help me. Give thanks. Amen.
Give thanks to the great. Hallelujah. Give thanks.
Amen.
God bless you. You're dismissed.